This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 345 for Tuesday, April 13th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts are stronger Tuesday morning in turnaround Tuesday action as a rally in Chicago soy oil provides support. Canola up 1 to nearly $12, May up 10.70 at $817.80 per ton. New crop November, it's up 6.80 at $634. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were also up overnight. While recent losses in canola did do some damage from a chart standpoint, the underlying fundamentals of tight old crop supplies and dry prairie fields remained supportive. While more precipitation will be needed through the growing season, some much-needed moisture in the eastern prairies did temper the upside in the new crop months to some extent. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all higher, recovering from yesterday's losses. Soybeans up 10 cents in the May contract at $13.92 per bushel. Solid export demand accounted for some of the strength, with soy oil posting the largest advances of the soy complex. China's hog herd is reportedly recovering from the latest African swine fever outbreak. That's leading to increased demand there, although concerns persist and recently harvested South American soybeans should be accounting for more Chinese business going forward. Corn, it had been lower overnight but turned higher this morning. The May contract up 11 cents now at $5.80 per bushel. The U.S. corn crop was 4% seeded as of this past Sunday. That's ahead of the five-year average of 3%, but below average trade guesses. Dry weather across the U.S. is helping aid seeding progress, but also raising some concerns over yields going forward. Wheat, it's higher to start the day. Minneapolis spring wheat up 4 cents in May at $6.46 per bushel. Kansas City also up 4 cents at $5.82 per bushel. And Chicago, it's up 4.5 cents at $6.32.5. The U.S. winter wheat crop was rated 53% good to excellent. That was unchanged on the week. 5% of the crop was headed. That's behind the average of 7%. Meanwhile, spring wheat seeding in the U.S. is running ahead of normal, with 11% of intended acres in the ground as of this past Sunday. Rain and snow across much of the northern plains is easing dryness concerns in the region, but more moisture will be needed going forward. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, April 13th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.